Welcome to this episode of The Goose Call. Today, we have two amazing special guests here to talk to us about some test-taking strategies before our next round of testing that starts on Tuesday, April 9th.
People just don't know all there is to know about Goose Creek schools. In this district, we grow giants.
Welcome to The Goose Call.
The juice of the goose.
Welcome. I'm excited to have a Lee Gander in the house. So my guests are going to walk us through some test-taking tips and strategies, some things to do before and during the tests. We're going to start off with some introductions. So tell us your name and who you are.
Hi, I'm Tyler Crow. I'm a student here at Lee High School. I'm a senior. And I'm the class president.
Awesome. Thank you so much for joining us.
Good morning. My name is Kevin Robleski. I'm the associate director for science in Goose Creek.
Very good. So we are talking about test-taking strategies. Our next round of standardized tests, you know, the STAR and a course exams, those are coming up starting on Tuesday. And so a lot of students are kind of worried, right? And they're thinking, how can I get better at taking tests? We're also here for our parents. How can we get our students ready for the big day? So Tyler, walk us through some, I guess, what are you thinking? What do you do in order to prepare for a test?
I mean, first of all, there's a million things you got to worry about. I think a lot of people go in overthinking and they just need to calm down and go in clear-minded.
Very good. So you're feeling those butterflies in your stomach. Mr. Robleski, as a teacher, as a former teacher, you know, what are some strategies? You're anxious. What do you do?
Well, know what the test is about and how many questions on the test that you possibly need to get right. So there is a set amount that you're going to need to get right on each one of these state tests. So, you know, have an idea of how many you need to get right. And as you go through those questions and you're taking the test, if you're super confident that you know you had that question right, make a little mark by it, you know, for yourself that, you know, maybe put a star by it. And as you kind of go through the exam, you know, when you're done, go back through it and count all your stars or all those special marks that you made and see how close that is to the number that you needed to get right. And then if it's, you know, off a little bit, then kind of go back over those other questions that you kind of were leery about. You know, maybe it was a 50-50 type kind of question, and maybe you can kind of reread those.
Definitely. So I know when I was in school, I read through the test first, right? And so I made sure I answered those like gimme questions, because there's a lot of just easy questions that you know you can get star, like Mr. Robleski said, star, get them over with, right? And then that kind of builds your confidence. That gets you going, knowing that I may not know everything, but I know a little bit, right? And so Tyler, what about like the night before? What do you do?
Oh, it's just important to get plenty of rest, eat right, get the right things in your body, help you function properly in the morning.
It's probably not the night to be playing video games or on social media until the wee hours, right? I mean, I don't know, Tyler. Are you a TikToker? Is that the night you're going to
maybe sometimes. Don't tell my parents.
So that the night before a test is probably not the night for you to be staying up on social media, right? And so in the morning, like he said, you go in, you've eaten, you're ready for it. And Mr. Robleski, you talked about, you know, what about if you're running out of time? What do you do?
Well, if you're running out of time and there are some questions that you decided to come back to later, those questions that you are going to come back to later, the multiple choice piece, if you know there's an answer that is definitely wrong, mark through that with a pencil. Mark that out completely so you know when you do go back to that, you're not having to reread all four of those choices or maybe all of those choices, period. You may get it down to like a 50-50, you know, A is wrong, I'm going to mark that out. C is wrong, mark that out. But you know what, I'm going to come back to it. And that way, if you are getting down, you're running out of time, you're not having to reread that entire question, all of those answers again.
And, you know, it's great that you bring that up because as a former psychology student in college, I learned that your brain actually keeps working, right? And so when you read through a question and you've got a 50-50 and you walk away from it, your brain's still working on it. And so when you come back to that question, more than likely you're going to have kind of an inkling as to what the answer is. And that's really important for us to know. Skip it, let your brain keep working on it, and you go worry about another question.
Absolutely. Sometimes sometimes when you start reading other questions, they will jog your memory back and go, you know what, this kind of gave me some information. I can go back and read that question. It kind of gave me the answer sometimes. Sometimes it's kind of buried in other areas of the exam.
Save money with a Community Resource Credit Union mortgage refinance. Whether you're looking to save money monthly with a lower rate, need cash from the equity of your home, or found your supersized dream home, CRCU has the mortgage tailored for your needs. Home of the best rate guarantee and no lender fees. Go to crcu.org/mortgage-refi to apply today.
So if you're nervous and you start to blank out, Tyler, what do you think about mini breaks? Do you ever have to take a mini break or just kind of a deep breath and reset?
It just depends on the amount of time you have. I mean, start test, you get, 4 hours? Mm-hmm. It's not a whole lot of questions. Like, a lot of people think it's you have a lot less time than you actually do. So, I mean, use all of the time you need.
That's right. And if you're finished already, you know, you can turn it in. You can read it over. It just kind of depends on your personality, right? So I am a double checker. I will go back, like Mr. Robleski said, I will go back and make sure I've got all the answers. Tyler, what kind of student are you?
When in doubt, I see it out. Everything. Just see, see, see. Circle all the C's.
Okay. And I know, and this is probably a question for Mr. Robleski, are all our tests online now?
All the tests are online now.
So all of our tests are online. So I know that our teachers have prepared the students and made sure that they know how to get into the platforms. But, you know, when all else fails, we can ask our teachers, right, if we've got questions.
Absolutely. And they, you know, we've all the interims that we've gained prior to this were also online, and they use the same platform. So, you know, we do that to ensure that all of those questions are weeded out prior to the STAR test.
Very good. So when in doubt, ask a teacher, your homeroom, your content. Ask some of our students. Tyler's a great example. We have several seniors who have been through years of testing, and so they know exactly what happens in those STAR and end of course tests. You know, reach out to them. But I thank you guys so much for this great information. We appreciate you guys coming by and sharing your knowledge with us. I want to thank Community Resource Credit Union for sponsoring our podcast. And then students and parents, remember that this is one test and it does not define you, but definitely try and show them what you know. And we want to wish all our students good luck with those tests coming up.
Good luck, Goose Creek. I hope you all crush it.
No need to stress. Y'all got this. I did it. I understand. But y'all will be okay.